Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We've encouraged our community to set intentions around connecting with self more. And I think that once you can take the perspective of, you know, connecting with your own self and figuring out what best serves me, it might not be aligned with what society tells you it should be. And I just want to say that's okay. It's okay to reevaluate belief systems that no longer serve us and have an intention of finding a deeper meaning within ourselves. So I know that it can feel hard to do those things when we live in a society that does not support that, but there are people who support that. And so find your people and find the people who are willing to support those aspects of you that give you better value and better meaning in your own life. They're out there, I promise.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Our guest today is the co-founder of WeShape and a fierce advocate for bringing awareness to women's health and fitness. She's breaking toxic weight loss culture through empowering people to connect with and care for their body. I think it's a very important and interesting topic, especially at the beginning of the year when we set goals, when we think about what we want to do differently. So to discuss these topics, I want to introduce you to Katie Bramlett. Katie, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So let us know a little bit more about you.
Yeah, so my partner and I for years were running a fitness company, multiple fitness companies actually. And a few years back, you know, from the outside, everything looked amazing. I had this wonderful life. I had built successful businesses, but something just still didn't feel right inside. And when I sat with it more, I realized I kind of was asleep at the wheel. And I realized once I kind of woke up to some of the products we were selling and the goals we were trying to have with our companies, that it just, it wasn't the direction I wanted to go. So I basically decided to stop, shut those companies down, stop selling those products, and create something that's different. So our company is really predicated on nothing to do with weight loss and body image, but rather than feeling good in your body and connecting with your body and evaluating the belief systems behind why we try to lose weight and all of the toxic implications that come with the societal pressures and expectations from, you know, growing up, the media, friends, family members. So yeah, I just basically got to a point in my life where I said, I can't sell weight loss anymore. It's eating my soul alive and I need to have a better impact in the world.
Yeah, that's great. And I think it's such an important topic because I have to tell this story. I'm not going to say who it's about, but I think it's impactful, at least for me it was. And it's something like this that when someone, a woman was in high school, she thought that she was fat, even though she wasn't, but she felt fat and she thought that she was so fat when she was in high school. And now when she looks back to her high school years and to the pictures from high school, she thinks, how could I possibly think that I was fat? I looked fabulous, you know? And I think that's such an important thing to think about. It's not something objective, is it? Isn't it?
It's not. And also, I like to talk a lot with people about how the idea that we all have the same goal for the one body type, it's when you really sit in that concept and that belief for a short period of time, it's a really wild thing to think that there's one body type that we should all achieve. And so I just like to shift. One of the first things we do in our company and with our product is we ask people to evaluate their intention. So what is your goal? Why are you joining WeShape, and what are you trying to do? And we really encourage people to dig deep and to not focus on the aesthetic, because we have found that even when people focus on the aesthetic and get the goal that they want, once they get that goal, it's still not good enough, which really speaks to the example you just had of the woman who thought that she was fat in high school and then got older and looked back and realized she wasn't, right? So the goalpost always moves. So I feel like people will gain so much more from evaluating their intention and understanding that most of the time when we have those intentions around weight loss or looks, it's because that is what we have been told is the goal. But we actually have the power inside of us to say, I don't subscribe to that goal anymore, and I'm going to choose a different path and reevaluate my intention.
Yeah, I think it's so much of it is actually just imposed on us one way or another. And I truly believe as well that what's most important is how you feel in your body, how healthy you feel. And yeah, that's the most important goal in my view. And also, of course, I have another example regarding body image. So this is regarding a man that is a bit overweight, and he has some other things that he isn't very happy about. But other than that, he's a great guy. He's he's really tall and well made, and still he doesn't feel too confident because of these things that are bothering him. And it's so interesting for me to see that we tend to focus so much on the things that we don't have, the things that aren't great with us. How can we change that?
Well, I mean, you know, part of the WeShape is we have this community support element, because it is hard to change belief systems. And so joining a community of people who have like-minded beliefs is always helpful. So we have these calls every day and we support one another. And one of the women in the calls the other day said, well, the reason why I want to lose weight is because then my body will be able to do different things that I want it to do. And I said, well, I have curiosity if that's true, because I think that's another belief system, that if we lose weight, we will feel better. And I actually think that maybe that's true, but maybe it's not. Maybe the idea around overweight or ideal weight, you know, maybe that doesn't always apply to everybody. And so I think one of the ways that we can sort of break that cycle is by simply having appreciation for where we are now. And there's like so many ways that we can appreciate our body regardless of the state our body is at. And then once we can really cultivate that gratitude and appreciation for all of the things our body can do, then we can start moving in the direction of, you know, I want to focus on my strength, or I want to focus on more flexibility, and so it's rather than losing a part, you know, it's like subconsciously the body doesn't want to lose something anyway. So thinking about it, someone told me that recently and it really stuck with me. And thinking about it in terms of like, I have the choice to have gratitude and appreciation for the body that I have right now. And once I live in that for a while, I can then ask myself, and what else do I want to try to go towards that will further my feeling good, rather than what do I need to lose in order to feel good, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I think it's actually the best place to think of what you want, like from feeling fulfilled, basically, and appreciative of where you are. That's when you can set some goals that are actually that come from a deeper place. Actually, I think that's a really important thing, because otherwise we will possibly reach the goal that we set for ourselves, but we're still gonna feel the same. And that's not what we want, isn't it?
One of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature. And seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year? That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode, so that you can easily access it with just one tap. This show is sponsored by Liquid IV. You know by now that my favorite beverage is water. It keeps me going physically, mentally, and emotionally. Keeping hydrated is key, especially during the holidays when we're always on the go. From the cold outside to the much too hot interiors, we tend to sweat and to forget about the core good habits that end up making us feel drained. With convenient packets of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier or Sugar-Free Hydration Multiplier, you get 8 vitamins and nutrients, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, and no artificial sweeteners. Making a smoothie or a fruit juice can be cumbersome, but with the true-to-fruit flavors, you and your family will keep hydrated in a much more enjoyable way. Dare, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by LIV HydraScience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Even more so, it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GRAT at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GRAT at liquidiv.com.
I mean, I give this example. This makes me think of a couple things. One is I give this example of years ago. I had come out of a relationship and I was very stressed. I was going through a really hard time. I had debilitating anxiety and I wasn't eating a lot and the scale was dropping. And I remember thinking, oh my God, this is the first time in my life I'm going to see the number that I want. And guess what? I felt absolutely terrible. I was sleeping poorly. I had no strength in my body. I felt weak. I was debilitated with anxiety. I was in emotional distress. Like it never meant what I thought it was going to mean. And it was, I'll always remember that number actually didn't signify anything meaningful for me inside. And so it's like that woman on the call last week when she said, well, when I get to this weight, I'll be able to do this. And I said, how do you know you can't work towards that now? How do you know that it's required for you to be that weight in order for you to be able to be flexible? You might be able to work towards flexibility and appreciating your body's ability to work towards that without anything having to do with a number on a scale. That can happen without the scale.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And it makes me think of another thing. We just did a social media post the other day where my co-founder was talking about every time you go next to a mirror, walk by a mirror, see yourself in a reflection, a simple practice can be offering yourself 3 compliments rather than, I mean, what is our normal tendency when we look in a mirror? We've all been trained to nitpick all of the things we don't like about ourselves. And when we stop and think about, you know, our life, do we ever find times that we were ever appreciating things about ourselves? And so if we don't notice that pattern and replace it with a new pattern, we're going to live in that state of judgment and criticism. But if we can stop and recognize those beliefs and patterns that maybe don't serve us anymore, we can actually try to do something different. So offering yourself 3 points of appreciation or gratitude when you're looking in the mirror and practicing that is like a very simple way that people can start cultivating a new relationship with the way they look and the way they feel.
That's amazing. And let me challenge you a bit. So what are your 3 things?
Okay, you are going to challenge me. The things that I like about myself when I look in the mirror is I really take a lot of diligent care of my skin. So I spend a lot of time and it's almost like a hobby of mine. So I would say I really feel like proud of the work that I've done to like have like really meaningful skincare routine. I really like my hair. I've been blessed with genetics that offer me a lot of hair. And I really like my eyes. Those are 3 things that I appreciate about myself when I look in the mirror.
Beautiful.
And I'll tell you, saying those things out loud is very uncomfortable. So I feel like I just want to encourage people that even though I'm leading this company and leading these efforts, it's still uncomfortable for me. And so I think that just acknowledging that, ooh, it might feel uncomfortable to say those things to ourselves, it's still okay to do it. And it's still okay to keep practicing.
Exactly. And that's the reason why I wanted to challenge you with this, because I think it's something that, like you said, it's uncomfortable. We're not used to doing that. We're not used to saying these things. And I think it's very powerful to give an example to for people to think about those things that they love and appreciate about themselves as well.
And, I definitely appreciate the challenge, because it is. It's also one thing to say it in your mind when you're looking in the mirror, but to say it out loud is a very, into somebody else on a podcast is a very different level. So I appreciate that challenge, and I encourage all your listeners. You know, the human body is a beautiful thing, and we often just get so caught up in the outside noise of it all, right? Like, look this way. This is the ideal standard. This is ideal. This is what you should want. This is how you should look. And I think that being able to say, wow, okay, you know, I'm not going to pretend that doesn't exist, but I'm going to also understand that there's so many other perspectives and options that I can lean into that might better serve me. So I always just want to encourage people that if you have a belief system that makes you feel bad about yourself, it's totally okay to reevaluate that belief system, because there's infinite possibility.
Exactly. And it's even more important right now, since we are starting anew. We can choose to have different kind of goals, to focus more on those things that actually matter and those things that we actually want from, what is the end that we want, not just the means that we think would actually get us there. I think that's very important.
I couldn't agree more. Just basically, you know, we've told everyone in our community this year, please don't set a traditional New Year's resolutions to lose weight. In fact, if you can recycle your scale, it's probably best for you. We've encouraged our community to set intentions around connecting with self more. And I think that once you can take the perspective of, you know, connecting with your own self and figuring out what best serves me, it might not be aligned with what society tells you it should be. And I just want to say, that's okay. It's okay to reevaluate belief systems that no longer serve us and have an intention of finding a deeper meaning within ourselves. So I know that it can feel hard to do those things when we live in a society that does not support that. But there are people who support that. And so find your people and find the people who are willing to support those aspects of you that give you better value and better meaning in your own life. They're out there, I promise.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so freeing knowing that it's okay not to have to abide to every rule and all of the things that you should be, or the ways in which you should look. Because what I was shocked, but in a positive way, is that I've seen overweight women that were much more comfortable and much happier than women that looked perfect from society's perspective. And for me, that was so interesting. Like, how is that possible? Like I said, society tends to tell us that the secret to happiness is to be in a certain way. And it's not actually.
I mean, I can attest to feeling like I've had a lot of the things in life with success and various things. And all I've been able to conclude from the various lessons in my life thus far is that those were never the things that provided me value and meaning and worth. A number on a scale, even when I almost reached the number that the magazine told me was the best one, never did anything for me. I actually felt the worst I had probably ever felt in my life. And so, you know, I think that a number on a scale or a category that someone would fit in, even, you know, even the term overweight is a category that we do put people in. And I think that, you know, this is just part of that conditioning. And so I understand why we do that. And I have grace and compassion for the beliefs that we all come from, and we're showing up in the best way that we know how. But as you can see, and we all can attest to, those categories do not define our worth. Because like you said, you've met many people who fit in that category who are beaming, who are glowing from the inside out. And many people who then meet the standard that the society wants us to have, and they might be miserable. So it just goes to show the social proof that internal worth and self-value is what really allows us to feel meaning and happiness, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. And it's something that's different for each and every one of us.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Yeah, it's an internal measurement for sure, right? So, yeah, I appreciate you bringing that example up because, you know, it's funny. I've really been dissecting some of these belief systems and old, you know, old methodologies that I used to subscribe to. And as I unravel them, I do have people come up to me that, you know, I haven't seen in a while. This happened a number of times, who say, "You seem different to me, Katie, and I don't understand why. Like, you're just a different energy about you." And I go, wow, you know, when you're doing this kind of work and unraveling beliefs and redefining yourself, it happens slowly over time. So it's hard to notice the big changes. So it is always interesting to like see people that you haven't seen in a year provide that kind of feedback. And it does just go to show you that if anything, the number on my scale has only gone up since that time where I was meeting the standard of society. And but my self-worth and my ability to have value for myself has skyrocketed. I still have a lot of work to do, and I, you know, I'm still uncovering a lot of these belief systems. But the reason I believe that people have said that to me in recent time is because I'm deconstructing these belief systems, and I'm looking towards myself rather than looking outside of myself for that validation and for that value. And I think that if there's anything that I can offer your audience, it's the permission to set an intention around looking inward to you and deconstructing the outward messages that make us think that we're going to feel worth. Because as someone who really went deep down that path, I never got that. It wasn't until I really started connecting with myself more and setting different intentions to connect better with my mind and my body that I really was able to create more meaningful value in this life.
Exactly. And that's so freeing.
So freeing. Yes. Yeah. So powerful.
Exactly. I could just feel what you just said and how it impacted me, and what I felt is freedom, you know, like, okay, I don't have to be like that, and I can still be enough or good, you know?
Absolutely. It's that idea that when we seek outside of ourselves, it's a false belief that you will gain power. The real, true, authentic power comes from connection with self and finding your own self-worth regardless of the messaging and societal expectations that other people put on us. It's like finding that in spite of that. It's like it's that permission to say, I can actually attain this self-value and self-worth and connection regardless of the outside messaging that I'm getting. And I understand that's a hard thing to try to do in parallel, but it is possible.
Definitely. So we are nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you, where can our audience find out more about you, get in touch with you?
So our website is weshape.com. That's probably the best place for people to get in contact with us. So go check out our website and find out more about our mission and our passion here at WeShape.
Perfect. Thank you. And let us know one thing that you're grateful for right now.
I feel extremely grateful that I gave myself permission to deconstruct belief systems that were no longer serving me. I really feel like that's the number one thing I'm grateful for in life right now.
That's wonderful. And thank you for sharing that with us and for sharing these amazing ideas. I think it's one of the things that we can do for ourselves in this year that we're going to be thankful for as well, I'm sure. So thank you so much for your inspiration and for all of these amazing nuggets of wisdom that you just shared with us.
Thank you so much. I have a tremendous amount of gratitude for being your guest today.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.